910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say a teenage girl student was the shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School, killing two people, a fellow student and a teacher, and wounding six others. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Of the six injured and taken to local hospitals, two students remain in critical condition. Their injuries are life-threatening.
The chief says the shooter took her own life. Detectives have questioned her parents and searched the home. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, but the case's overall future remains unclear. Ukraine's military intelligence and the Pentagon say some North Korean troops have been killed in action in Russia's Kursk region, around 30 killed in a battle with Ukrainian troops over the weekend. This is ABC News. During his Mar-a-Lago news conference Monday, President-elect Trump urged an end to Russia's war on Ukraine.
The president-elect says too many people have died in Ukraine.
It's a carnage that we haven't seen since the Second World War.
At a Mar-a-Lago news conference, Trump was asked if Ukraine should be prepared to cede territory to Russia. Trump answered that Volodymyr Zelensky should be prepared to make a deal.
Got to be a deal. Too many people being killed. That is a war that's too many people. Got to make a deal.
In recent weeks, Zelensky has signaled Ukraine might agree to give up its Russian-occupied territory in exchange for NATO membership. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized a rule requiring all new passenger vehicles in the U.S. to have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle their safety belts, and enhanced warning when front seat belts aren't fastened. NHTSA says it'll save 50 lives a year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate Stargate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy and breezy for the overnight. Temperatures near 20 at sunrise. On Tuesday, clouds remain with highs in the mid and upper 20s. West wind still breezy. There will be a little bit of light snow Tuesday night. Cloudy skies and lows in the middle teens. It's 30 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm, and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's a brand new week. And, well, I was going to say a beautiful day. it's kind of gray here, but the sun will be coming out. I hope all is well with you wherever you are. We've got a lot to talk about here today. Were it not for white supremacy, America would have single-payer health care following on the national conversation coming out of the assassination of Brian Thompson. Also, it's a dark day for journalism when the so-called news rolls over. We'll get into that. And a leak at United Health reveals a strategy to cut a crucial treatment for kids. Yeah, all in the name of more profits, of course. What a surprise. In the second hour of our program, the spineless, greedy CEO fascist lining up to kiss Trump's ass. This is actually a pretty urgent issue. Also, even the grifters are getting grifted in Trump's America. And geeky science, there's something you can do to keep your brain young. It's pretty amazing stuff, too, actually. And in our third hour, Dean Obidala will be with us for a half hour. Where are the Dems at, and where do we need to go from here? A lot to talk about today. Just to start out, I've talked about this a number of times in the program, so I'm not going to do a huge, long, deep dive here, but I just wanted to point out that back in 1885, Germany got the world's first single-payer health care system. And a fellow came from Germany to the United States in the 1890s. Frederick Hoffman was his name. And married into a wealthy, white, racist Georgia family, plantation family. And ultimately became vice president of Prudential Insurance Company and spent his entire career. He died in the 1940s. He died in 1946. Spent his entire career traveling around the country, testifying to Congress and speaking in state houses and testifying in favor of legislation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, arguing that black people were so genetically inferior that if we simply denied them, if the nation simply denied them health care, that within a couple of generations, they would all die off and fade out, and that would be the end of the race problem in America. And so the solution was to make sure that there was no national health insurance program, because if it was administered by the government, it would be harder to make it segregated. And segregation was legal in the United States right up until the 1960s. And in fact, the single largest desegregation program that America ever had was Medicare in 1965-66. So, because Medicare required hospitals to desegregate, to allow treatment for black people, up until 65, black people were routinely prevented from entering white hospitals all over the United States. And Martin Luther King and a group of activists traveled around the country bringing black people into hospitals with, you know, fake emergencies to see if the hospital would refuse to see them. And when they did, they were threatened with losing their Medicare money. And, you know, hundreds of hospitals suddenly desegregated in 1 year because of the Medicare program, because of Lyndon Johnson's Medicare program. So anyhow, the bottom line is that Teddy Roosevelt in 1915 tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Harry Truman in the 1940s tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Jack Kennedy proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Lyndon Johnson proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Jimmy Carter talked about it. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had a plan for single-payer health care. It never got beyond the plan stage. And Barack Obama gave us, Obamacare, which mandated everybody in. It would have covered everybody in the country. And the people who couldn't afford it would have been covered by Medicaid. Then the Supreme Court intervened and said, no, you can't have a mandate. And no, states don't have to provide Medicaid to poor people. And so as a result, we now have a handful, about a dozen red states that have not expanded Medicaid. And as a result of that, we've got over 20 million people with no insurance whatsoever in the United States. And all of this tracks back to Frederick Hoffman's theory that if we simply kept health care away from black people, eventually that would solve the race problem in America. And the reason that all the European countries and South and Central American countries that have, and Asian countries, Taiwan in particular, South Korea, Japan, that have single-payer health insurance programs or something similar, have all-in national health care programs, is that, you know, they had not enslaved people. They did not have a large population that they were frankly trying to kill off, as, you know, America had, and you had the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists and racists literally trying to kill off the black population of America. And when they weren't trying to kill them off, of course, they were trying to keep them suppressed, oppressed, you know, fill in the blank. So here we are. Meanwhile, ABC News, what the hell is going on here? Jeff Tiedrich, I think, has the take on this that it is probably the best description of what actually is going on. And I think it's a really good description. He points out, you know, Donnie is an adjudicated rapist. How do we know this? Because Judge Kaplan told us so. This is a direct quote from Judge Lewis A. Kaplan, the judge who presided over the E. Jean Carroll rape trial, or defamation trial, excuse me. Quote, the finding Ms. Carroll failed to prove that she was raped within the meaning of the New York penal law does not mean she failed to prove Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. Indeed, as the evidence at trial makes clear, the jury found Mr. Trump, in fact, did exactly that. Now, when the judge in the case says Trump did exactly that, and that is rape of E. Jean Carroll, I think that you can safely argue that Donald Trump was successfully held liable for rape, which is what George Stephanopoulos said. So why did Disney roll over, issue a written apology to Donald Trump, kiss his ass, and promise to send $15 million to a future Trump library? Why did they do this? You know, it's not like there's some, you know, hapless contractor, as Jeff Tiedrich says, who doesn't have the deep pockets to afford fighting a lawsuit or, you know, against Trump. And Trump has been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits in his felonious life. He's lost 93% of them, according to Jeff Tiedrich. But Tiedrich notes, why did ABC News fold? Because they're owned by Disney. And Disney has one rule above all others, protect the mouse, which also translates into protect the profits. He points out, he said, Disney won't do anything that would harm their bottom line, and that means forcing ABC News to abrogate the responsibility to tell the truth, screw the news, and here we go. This is a quote from a news report, quote, Deborah O'Connell, the Disney executive who directly oversees ABC News, dined with Mr. Trump's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, in Palm Beach last Monday, according to two people briefed on their interaction. Right. So here we've got the publisher of the Washington Post giving Donald Trump $1 million to his, his inauguration slush fund. You've got the billionaire the billionaire owner of Twitter, now X, having given Donald Trump $277 million in support to get him elected. You've got Mark Zuckerberg now giving him $1 million. Yeah, I mean, it's just they're just rolling over one after another in an effort to get on Trump's good side because, you know, they know what's coming. We all know what's coming. I mean, it started this morning. Trump is on every television network right now lying through his teeth. Hey, oh, yeah, we built 500 miles of wall. No, they built 60 miles of new wall. The rest of it was replacement. roughly 60 miles. It's just like the guy can't talk without lying. And we're in for 4 years of this? Oh, my God.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
United Healthcare cutting treatment to kids. I'll tell you about that after.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? And it can be a challenge, right? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day, every day. This is a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go over to superbarine.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and to get 15% off, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
They turn healthcare to profit and people to pain. A system of power built on divide, where race and oppression walk side by side. They feared equality, they feared what was fair, so they built up a system that didn't care. While others found healing in unity's light, we let greed and bigotry take the fight. Oh, the hidden history they tried to erase, where racism and profit kept us in this place. While others gave healing to all who were near, we sold out our future to power and fear. The cries of the sick met the coldest reply. As the wealthy grew richer, the poor asked why. The answer was written in policies cruel.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. The headline over at, Annie Waldman writing for ProPublica, you know, the investigative journalism site that, you know, if you're looking for a good charity before Christmas, this is right at the top of my list. I donate to ProPublica. I encourage you to as well. Leaked documents show that United Health is aggressively targeting the treatment of thousands of children with autism across the country in an effort to cut costs. Now, there's a type of therapy for autistic kids. It's called applied behavior analysis, ABA, and it actually works. It has, you know, I mean, there's just like all kinds of studies. Even United Healthcare itself says, and I quote, this is from an internal document, quote, applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. So it works. But advocates told ProPublica the insurer's strategy may be violating federal law. Here's the detail of this. This is just mind-boggling. ProPublica, I'll just quote from the article here. ProPublica has obtained what is effectively the company's strategic playbook. It's developed by Optum, the division that manages mental health benefits for United. In internal reports, the company acknowledges that the therapy called applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. But the company's costs have climbed as the number of children diagnosed with autism has ballooned. In the last two decades, it's gone from 1 in 150 kids to 1 in 36 kids. So Optum, again, this from the article. So Optum is, quote, pursuing market-specific action plans to limit children's access to the treatment, the report said. Key opportunities are outlined in bullets in the documents. They include, number one, preventing new providers from joining the network. So if you're a therapist who you know, does applied behavior analysis, then they're not going to let you join their network, number one. Number two, terminate existing providers. So if you're providing this therapy, we're going to start refusing to pay you. And number three, deal with the cost outliers. In other words, the people who do a lot of applied behavior analysis. The company is, again, reading from the report, the company has calculated that in some states, this reduction could impact more than two-fifths of its ABA therapy provider groups in-network and up to 19% of its patients in therapy. They see this as a good thing, right? We can get rid of 19% of our patients. So Optum, whose parent company is United Health Group, earned $22 billion in net profits last year, is, quote, heavily investing, end quote, in its plan to save millions by limiting access to such care. United Health, which, you know, over the last decade has bought back billions, I believe over $100 billion worth of its own stock. I'll, you know, double check that number on me, but I saw that in at least one media report in the last couple of days. And of course, you know, companies buy back their stocks to artificially inflate the stock price so that their executives can, you know, hit their bonuses and things, executives who are compensated with stock. So this is wild. I mean, this is just, you know, one more example, just one more friggin' example of how we have a system in the United States, as I was laying out, that was put into place in the first place because it was believed that private health insurance could prevent black people from getting care. And the private health insurance companies have gotten so big and so powerful. And now that the Supreme Court, or at least five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010 in Citizens United, with Clarence Thomas being the tie-breaking vote, Clarence Thomas, who at that time was on the take to the tune of millions of dollars from billionaires, the Supreme Court ruled that giving money to politicians to do what you want is no longer considered bribery. It is now considered free speech and is protected by the First Amendment. And so now we've got health insurance giants who have the legal ability to bribe politicians, who have been successful since, you know, arguably 1915, certainly in a big way since the 60s, 1960s, at preventing America from getting a national health care system that would keep us all healthy. But instead, what you've got is giant health insurance corporations that have healthy profits. Yes, profits over people. What a surprise. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Lines open, as they say in the radio business. I'll pick up your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say a teenage girl student was the shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School, killing two people, a fellow student and a teacher, and wounding six others. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Of the six injured and taken to local hospitals, two students remain in critical condition. Their injuries are life-threatening.
The chief says the shooter took her own life. Detectives have questioned her parents and searched the home. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, but the case's overall future remains unclear. Ukraine's military intelligence and the Pentagon say some North Korean troops have been killed in action in Russia's Kursk region, around 30 killed in a battle with Ukrainian troops over the weekend. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy and breezy for the overnight. Temperatures near 20 at sunrise. On Tuesday, clouds remain with highs in the mid and upper 20s. West wind still breezy. There will be a little bit of light snow Tuesday night. Cloudy skies and lows in the middle teens. It's 30 at our studios.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Where humanity forbids Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lip.
I just had to, for almost a little over a half hour, Trump was continuously on TV. Oh, my God. You know, we're in for the Trump show. Well, what can I say? Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, this is going to be my last call because I am truly persona non grata now. Look, people keep saying...
Your persona?
No, I am a man without a country, Tom. Look, we're all living in a... In my opinion, we are all living in an illusion. All right? This is a common thing that happens when authoritarian regimes rise. All authoritarians can reduce... All dictators can reduce the price of eggs, Tom. They all can. But anyways... There's an economy of fascism that's setting in. And there's no way we're going to stop it. Okay, I'm cynical, all right? That's why I'm persona non grata. But here's the deal. Here's what I wanted to say is these CEOs have fiduciary responsibility. The poor, unfortunate guy that died was an accountant, Tom. He was an accountant. He has to, if they want to pilfer profits from
CEO of United Health? Is that what you're talking about?
Brian Thompson. Yeah. Brian Thompson, the guy that everybody is saying, oh, we've lost our moral compass. Yeah. I'm sorry he died. I'm sorry kids and defenseless people in Gaza are dying. This is what happens, okay? We can wave our little moral compass and our Bibles around. It doesn't matter, okay? Keith Kellogg is Trump's advisor to the Ukraine. This is what's not going to matter. His plan is if Ukraine doesn't come to the table, they're going to withhold arms and ammunition and betray a democracy. If Russia doesn't come to the table, they're going to escalate. Look, Russia has no reason to come to the table. Zero, zilch, nada. And if they do, they will come to the table based upon a lie, one dictator to another.
I think they have a reason to come to the table, Dave. They've lost 5,000 tanks. They're losing about 100 a month, and they can only produce 30 a month. Their economy is in the crapper. Inflation is out of control. Inflation's running at 9% right now in Russia. He has what, a half a million casualties and about 100,000 dead. Putin is in big trouble. I think he needs to come to the table.
Yeah, but Tom, look, secretly Trump is going to say, look, keep all that land you got on the Arctic. There's a quid pro quo that's going to be secret that we're not going to know about. And what's this going to do? There's a little country with nuclear weapons called Pakistan. India believes it belongs to them. All right. Trump has opened Pandora's box, all right? But I don't want to be too cynical. I just want to throw out one last final thing. I had a dream, Tom. I'm from Washington State. In my dream, I was hovering over a land. It was the most beautiful land I ever saw. At the end of my dream, I figured it out. It was California, and there were no roads. There was a liberal. It was just a liberal. It was a paradise. It was a liberal place, Tom. Anyways, I'm just throwing that out there because the psychological attacks on liberals are about to happen. If you want to call someone crazy, it's better to call Dave crazy. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Thank you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I personally am very frightened at the prospect of a Trump presidency because I think that I agree with the 97 psychiatrists who believe that he has a serious personality disorder called malignant narcissism.
I agree.
And I think they're right. And that's the kind of personality disorder that I really believe is dangerous to this country. When you give a man that filled with hatred and vengeance, if you give him the kind of power that he'll have as our president, I mean, God forbid. He's going to lock people up. He's talking about locking up the committee that investigated January 6th. And he's going to lock up people like you. And it just terrifies me to think that we have a man coming into office in January with that kind of disorder. He may not be demented, but he does have that disorder. And he's going to do great damage. And I heard you say, at least I thought I heard you say, this is my question, that Biden has the authority to implement the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
And prevent him from becoming president. Now, is that possible? And I'll take your answer off the air.
It would be possible, but it would involve changing our form of government, and Biden's not going to do that. Biden is an institutionalist. Biden believes in America and believes in American institutions, and so he's not going to upend our country by, you know, preventing Trump from becoming president. Trump will be president, assuming he lives until January 20th, and I see no reason not to assume that. He seems to be in pretty good health. So, you know, we're just going to have to make the best of it. My sense of it is that, on the one hand, he's going to lie his way through this and, you know, make himself popular in some ways. And he may actually, you know, some good things may come out of this. You know, Bob Kennedy is talking about going after ultra-processed foods and the obesity epidemic in America, for example. But, you know, I think that many of the policies he's talking about are really going to rip this country apart. And it's early days. It's way too early to tell. I mean, we'll know by the end of January. But I'm of the opinion that he's going to lose the House and probably the Senate, in 2026. And then basically be a lame duck for the last 2 years. And that, you know, the next president in 2028 will be a Democrat. And we'll be able to put America back together. Because, you know, I think the pressure has been to change the system. And this was since the end of the Bush administration, we have been looking at change elections. Americans have been wanting change. They have been wanting, they get it. Neoliberalism has not been working. We had 40 years of it, you know, when George Bush was in office. And Americans figured out we're getting screwed by Reaganism. We're getting screwed by massive income inequality. We're getting screwed by the billionaires taking all of our money. We're getting screwed by giant corporate monopolies. We're getting screwed by, you know, five companies controlling 80 or 90% of our food market, by four airlines controlling the air market, by a handful of companies controlling our internet access and our telephone services. By a handful of giant companies controlling our pharmaceuticals, by a handful of companies controlling our health insurance industries. I mean, you name it. I wrote an entire book about this, The Hidden History of American Monopoly. And Americans have figured this out, and they keep voting for what they think is going to be change. In 2016, they thought Donald Trump was going to bring change and that Hillary Clinton was the defender of the status quo. And by and large, she was, by the way. And so they voted for change, but it wasn't the kind of change that they wanted. In 2020, they said, okay, we want change, you know, the American people. You know, Trump screwed up the economy. He screwed up the dealing with the pandemic. 500,000 Americans died unnecessarily. We voted him out. We voted Joe Biden in. Joe Biden actually brought us the change that we've been wanting. But he and the Democratic Party were so friggin' incompetent at communicating it. I mean, Donald Trump was on TV for 45 minutes this morning. Joe Biden should have been doing that every single day for the last 4 years. And he utterly failed at doing that. He turned our economy around. He turned COVID around. He put America back on the right track. He was the first president to walk a picket line. He did all the right things, but he did not communicate them because he believed that, well, the New York Times, that's their job. ABC, NBC, CBS, that's their job.
No, no, that's they don't think that's their job anymore. They think that their job is to chase, advertising revenue. Period, full stop. And so the New York Times is going to put up the most clickbaity headlines they can, and the news networks are going to carry whoever, you know, performs best on television. And that turns out to be Donald Trump. I'm telling you, you know, if Joe Biden had simply communicated, if Jamie Harrison had simply communicated, if Chuck Schumer, who just got reelected as the head of the Democrats in the Senate, God save us, if Chuck Schumer had simply communicated, Chuck Schumer needs to take a Dale Carnegie course and learn how to give a speech without reading it with his cheaters hanging half off his nose. I mean, we've got a gerontocracy running the Democratic Party right now. If the Democrats had simply communicated what they were doing, Donald Trump would not be our incoming president. If Kamala Harris had simply embraced change in a big way, because keep in mind, more than half of Americans thought we were in a recession when they went to the polls, including a lot of Democrats. If she had, enough of my rant. You've heard this before. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have concerns about. I mean, with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, their slogan, they shop, you save. So get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Paying the bill, they'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean, but in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. By the way, the Medicare for All bill was introduced by Jayapal, Sanders, and Dingell. And Debbie Dingell, Bernie Sanders, and Pramila Jayapal. And what it does is it over a period of a couple of years, lowers the eligibility age for Medicare so that everybody in the country can sign up for Medicare. It does away with the 20% hole in Medicare, so you no longer have to buy a Medigap policy, including seniors. It provides coverage for vision, dental, and hearing. And this is all a payment program, right? This doesn't have anything to do with how many doctors are in America, how many hospitals are in America, how long you have to wait to see somebody. It literally has no control over any of those things because it's just about paying the damn bills. And it's going to cost $32 trillion over the next decade, whereas the system we have right now is going to cost $55 trillion over the next decade. Average American family right now is spending about $26,000 a year in health insurance. I mean, that's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. Kim, obviously a lot of it's paid for by employers. Kim in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Kim, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to report on the gambling, online gambling for the state of Kansas for this year.
Is this something that was just is brand new? You just got it?
Yeah, the revenue for the gambling companies, whoever is FanDuel or whoever they are, I don't really know all of them, but the online on your phone, $4 billion was taken in.
Right.
They returned to the it's all earmarked to go to the educational system of Kansas, the schools.
Right.
$19 million they put right into the school's budget.
Out of $4 billion? That's nothing.
Well, you're the first, and I must be the second person that said what? And the Fox News and the TV people said, boy, that's really good. That'll really help out.
You'd think that they would have to kick back like 10% of their profits, you know, $4 billion. Or, oh, you said they brought in $4 billion, so that'd be $400 million.
That's correct. And so a normal person would scratch their head and go, are you kidding me? Yeah. And the politicians say they have a clause in there that in their business plan, they have to make a profit, and so it's based on profit. And this is what people are dealing with the corporations, is that it's another nail in our coffin of middle-class gamblers or somebody trying to whatever, not going to get any money out of these people, you know?
Well, and here's another big caveat. If the state of Kansas is saying we're going to take money from the gambling industry based on the profits that they have, you can reduce profits by simply increasing executive salaries. So if all of the executives of the gambling company start taking $30, $40 million a year as their salary, you just cut your profits by that amount. And so therefore you cut the amount that goes to the state. I mean, that's a loophole you can drive a truck through.
Well, and most of these corporations can find a way to hide this stuff for a while.
Course.
I don't know.
That's one of the easiest ways. You know, depending on the state, they might be able to engage in stock buybacks. But the biggest, you know, most famous way to cut profits is to every small business in America does this at the end of their fiscal year, right? If you run a small business and you've got, you know, $50,000 sitting in the bank at the end of the year, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that as profit, you distribute it to the, you know, the owner of the company pays himself $50,000 and you know, to zero out the company at the end of the year. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just how you do it. It's like,
well, I guess people are so numb that they don't even realize, oh, that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
But my school that's down the street, we just spent, I think, $120 million to remodel everything and redo it. And the Chiefs could play on the football field, and the Royals could play on the baseball fields. They're so beautiful.
Wow.
And that's in a community of 50,000 just outside of Kansas City. But Kansas City, I don't know. People just don't listen to what's going on, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. It's all bread and circus these days. You know, it's all performance art. And you know, Trump going on TV and making his wild claims and, you know, oh, yeah, I did what Obama couldn't do, and we had the best economy ever in the history of America, which is a complete lie. I mean, Trump never even matched Obama's economic numbers, right? But those that kind of performance art is what the networks want, because it draws eyeballs. It's you know, it's performance. They don't want to talk about, you know, hey, you know, the gambling companies made $4 billion and they gave us $19 million. That's crazy. Kim, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, the spineless, greedy CEOs lining up to kiss Trump's ass. Is this an urgent issue? We'll talk about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser fills us in on last weekend's convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And welcome back, Chi-Chi's.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were removed to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We're interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we're obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News.